Lord Janus gave Tyrion a wary look, then laughed, and wagged a wedge of cheese at him.
"You're a sly one, Tyrion. Thought you could trick me, did you? It takes more than wine and cheese to make Janus slint, tell more than he should. I pride myself. Never a question, and never a word afterward, not with me.
As with Deem?
Just the same. You make him your commander when I'm off to Harrenhal, and you won't regret it."
Tyrion broke off a nibble of the cheese. It was sharp indeed, and veined with wine. Very choice.
"Whoever the king names will not have an easy time stepping into your armour, I can tell. Lord Mormont faces the same problem."
Lord Janus looked puzzled.
"I thought she was a lady, Mormont. Beds down with bears. That's the one?"
"It was her brother I was speaking of, Geo Mormont, the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch. When I was visiting with him on the Wall, he mentioned how concerned he was about finding a good man to take his place. The Watch gets so few good men these days."
Tyrion grinned.
"He'd sleep easier if he had a man like you, I imagine, or the valiant Alar Deem."
Lord Janus roared.
"Small chance of that."
"One would think," Tyrion said, "but life does take queer turns. Consider Eddard Stark, my lord. I don't suppose he ever imagined his life would end on the steps of Baelor Sept."